President-elect Joe Biden is already facing a political storm among his ideologically diverse base of supporters over the volatile issue of student debt forgiveness. Roughly 45 million Americans currently hold $1.6 trillion in student debt, with the average student loan recipient owing between $20,000 and $25,000, according to the Federal Reserve. Among those actively making payments on their debt, the average monthly installment is between $200 and $300. And with 5.3 million more people unemployed than in February, right before the U.S. fell into a pandemic-induced recession, progressives say that student debt forgiveness could be a boon for the economy. Student debt cancellation feels like one of the most accessible executive actions to stimulate the economy at the moment, says Suzanne Kahn, director of the Education, Jobs, and Worker Power Program and the Great Democracy Initiative at the Liberal Roosevelt Institute. Kahn and others say the move would also help close the wealth gap between white Americans and people of color. Some 90% of black students and 72% of Latino students take out loans for college versus just 66% of white students. According to a 2016 analysis from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But the more moderate faction of Biden's base argues that sweeping student loan forgiveness doesn't help the people who need aid most. Americans with college degrees, as a whole, have been less devastated by the economic effects of COVID-19 than their non-college-educated counterparts. A September report from Pew Research Center found that only 12% of people with college degrees were having trouble paying bills as a result of the pandemic, compared with 34% of Americans with a high school diploma or less. Others raise concerns about precedent. If the government wipes out current student loans, future college students may have an incentive to take on debts, they argue, hoping they will also be forgiven. Colleges may, in turn, be inclined to raise their prices further. In recent weeks, Biden has walked a fine line on the issue, offering support for a bill from House Democrats calling for a $10,000 worth of student loan forgiveness, but stopping short of endorsing anything close to a plan championed by Senators Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer to issue $50,000 per borrower through executive action. What's clear, according to experts on both sides of the aisle, is that economic crises exacerbate the problem of student debt. The last time the U.S. dipped into a recession, state governments cut their investments in colleges and universities, which in turn raised their tuition prices and forced students to take on even larger loans. That's not sustainable in the long run. It remains to be seen if Biden can arrive at a political solution, that is.